You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
The king is not going to fib on his word.
说话要算话的嘛?
He does what he says.
是吧?
Right?
但是很奇怪。
But oddly,
下面说什么?
What does it say next?
啊, 下面说什么?
What does it say?
王向他起誓!
And the king promised him on oath.
奇怪哦。
That's odd.
你知道什么叫起誓吗?
Do you know what an oath is?
起誓就是立约啊。
That's making a covenant.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你知道吗?
Do you know?
上帝对我们,
God towards us,
赦免我们的罪,
He forgives our sins.
好不好?
Is that good?
很好啦,
That's great.
神说我们凡认自己的罪的, 神是圣实的, 是公义的, 就要赦免我们一切的罪, 对不对?
God promised us, and He's faithful and He's righteous, that if we admit our sins, He will forgive them. He's promised us this.
够好了吗?
That's good.
还要干什么?
What else does he need to do?
奇怪哦。
And it's odd.
上帝要跟我们立约。
And yet he wants to have a covenant with us.
他不但给我们立约啊。
And not only does he make this covenant with us,
他还搞个饼杯。
He gives us this bread and cup.
你知道他为什么要设立饼杯吗?
Do you know why he needs to have a bread and cup?
就是提醒我们，我已经跟你立约了。It's
to remind us that we have a covenant here.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是何等的恩典。This
is such a grace.
这是什么样的一位神。This
is such a God.
你知道这些读圣经的人啊,
You know people that read the Bible?
这些解经家啊,
These commentators,
碰到这像我们今天读的这些经文啊,
when they encounter these verses that we read today,
啊, 他们蛮辛苦的,
they have a difficult job.
因为我读了很多他们写的东西啊,
because I've read many things that they've written.
譬如说,
for example,
他们说大卫啊,
they say that David,
啊, 真是一个很好的政治家,
he is a good politician.
他知道他如果那个时候发脾气啊,
he knows that if he acted out, if he's angry then,
哎, 他可以砍了士美的脑袋,
he could have executed Shimei,
而且他做的是合乎圣经的,
and he would have acted according to the Bible,
而且自己会很爽,
and he would have been happy.
可是呢,
but,
你可以想一想看,
you can imagine,
那便雅悯支派还敢支持他吗?
Are the Benjamites still willing to support him?
那其他的那些以色列支派还敢支持他吗?
Will the other tribes of Israel dare to support him?
大家都在担心啊,
Everyone's worried.
哦, 他现在厉害了,
and now he's got the power.
他回来秋后算账了,
and he's going to deal with all of us.
我们怎么办呢?
What are we going to do?
大家都逃回去了,
Everybody runs home.
啊, 准备看看怎么办呢?
It's preparing and seeing what they want to do.
那大卫要怎么办呢?
So what does David do?
难道大卫要带着他的军队?
Will David lead his army?
一派一派的去收拾?
And deal with each of them tribe by tribe?
一个城一个城的去收拾吗?
City by city?
他现在忍一口气,
now he swallows, takes a swallow.
以色列全部向他臣服,
and all of Israel will submit themselves to him.
很高明啊,
it's very wise.
还有一些解经的人,
and some other commentaries say,
对着士美,
towards Shimei,
有的说他真的悔改,
some say that he has truly repented.
有的说他是假悔改,
some say he's falsely repented.
他是说他很sorry,
he says he's very sorry.
他sorry是因为现在大卫厉害了他sorry,
but he's sorry because David has got the power.
如果大卫今天不厉害他就不sorry了,
if David doesn't have the power, he's not sorry.
你知道纽约时报,
you know that in the New York Times,
你知道《纽约时报》的发行人跟他的主编,
the publisher of the New York Times and its editor,
chief editor,
chief editor,
是在历史上第一次 公开地说我们错了。
For the first time in history, in their history said, we are wrong in public.
因为他们没有持守新闻公正的立场。
Because they did not preserve the neutrality of the press.
假如 Trump 没有当选。
If Trump was not elected,
他们绝对不会道歉的。
They wouldn't apologize.
所以有人说这个世美的道歉呢，他真的 sorry 是因为他被抓了嘛。
So people say that Xi Mei's apology is because he was caught.
就好像这个，你知道以前的 Clinton 总统不是也上电视说 I'm sorry.
And you know that President Clinton also had a I'm sorry moment.
那为什么说他 sorry 呢？
Why did he say he was sorry?
因为他被抓了嘛。
Because he was caught.
他不是真的悔改嘛。
He did not repent.
世美有没有真的悔改？
Xi Mei, did he actually repent?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们知道一件事。
But what we do know.
大卫王接纳他。
David accepted it.
大卫王没有宰了他的脑袋。
David didn't execute him.
你知道这叫什么吗？
Do you know what this is?
这叫 Amazing Grace.
This is called Amazing Grace.
这叫做奇异恩典。
This is called Amazing Grace.
神的国。
The kingdom of God.
里面的王。
A king within it.
永远是用恩典来对待这些忘恩负义的人。
We'll always deal with these ingrates with grace.
然后从24节到30节
From verse 24 to 30,
讲到另外一个故事
It tells a different story.
讲到米非波设的故事
That of Mephibosheth.
圣经没有很清楚地告诉我们
The Bible didn't clearly tell us.
米非波设什么时候在什么地方遇见了大卫
Where and when Mephibosheth ran into David.
所以圣经学者可以猜啊。
So scholars of the Bible, they can guess.
有的猜是过河之前。
Some say before he crossed the river.
有的猜过河之后。
Some say after.
有的猜是像我的，我猜就是在去耶路撒冷的路上。
Some guess that it was on the way to Jerusalem.
我猜是根据25节猜的。
This is based on verse 25.
但是无论他们在什么地方见面。
No matter where they met.
你们有没有注意到一件事？
Have you noticed this?
他们一见面
As soon as they meet,
王迫不及待就要问他话。
The king cannot wait to ask him a question.
他没有等米非波设说话。
He didn't wait for Mephibosheth to say anything.
他直接就问他。
He asked him.
他迫不及待地问他。
He couldn't wait to ask him.
问他什么呢？
What did he want to ask?
为什么你没有跟我走？
Why didn't you go with me?
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
当年大卫逃亡的时候
，When David was on the run，
别人没有跟着大卫走。
No one else went with him. If no one else went with him，
大卫都不会很在乎。
David wouldn't care much.
但是大卫最在乎的就是米非波设。
But what David most cared about was Mephibosheth.
因为你要知道
，Because you need to know this，
大卫把米非波设当自己的儿子养啊。
David treated Mephibosheth as his own son.
大卫是因为他跟约拿丹的那个约。
David, this is because of his covenant with Jonathan.
所以他真的是把米非波设当宝贝啊。
So he treasures Mephibosheth.
米非波设有权利每天跟他一起坐着吃饭的呀。
Mephibosheth had the authority to sit and eat with him every single day.
当大卫发现米非波设没有跟他走。
When David found out that Mephibosheth didn't go with him,
哎呀，大卫的心真碎了。
His heart was broken.
大卫真的痛苦啊。
He was in pain.
经过这么久了。
And after so long,
你不要忘记啊。
And don't forget.
你知道当初大卫问洗巴。
Remember when David asked Ziba,
哎，为什么米非波设没有来啊？
Why didn't Mephibosheth come?
那洗巴就胡诌一顿了。
Ziba made up this story.
说米非波设想要造反。
He said Mephibosheth is rebellious.
他说你走了刚好他可以做王。
But when you leave, he can be king.
你可以想象大卫一听呢。
You can imagine that when David heard this.
气昏头了。
He must have been angry.
完全没脑袋了。
And probably lost his mind.
完全不去查有没有证据啊。
And he didn't ask whether there was any evidence.
就把米菲波设所有的财产。
He took all of Mephibosheth's possessions.
好，洗吧，送给你了。
Now Ziba, it's yours.
就凭这一点。
By that,
你就知道大卫有多生气。
You can know how angry David was.
所以他现在见到米菲波设。
So now when he sees Mephibosheth,
他二话不问了。
He didn't wait.
马上就问。
First thing he said,
你那时候为什么没跟我走？
Why didn't you go with me?
他是很生气的。
He's very angry.
那么米菲波设开始回答咯。
And so Mephibosheth answers.
那你如果看米菲波设的回答
，If you see Mephibosheth's answer，
合情合理
，It's very reasonable。
你一看就知道他讲的，这真的有道理啊
！You see it and it looks perfectly reasonable。
不但他讲的东西有道理啊
，And not only does what he say make sense。
你要知道，大卫看看米菲波设
，David can take a look at Mephibosheth。
这一个不修脚、不剃须、不洗衣服的人
，This person who did not take care of his feet, trim his mustache, or wash his clothes.
我们今天不懂这个什么意思啊
？We don't know what this means.
在当时啊
，In those days,
一个人有他这样的表现呢、啊、
，Someone who acts like this，
就等于我们中国人在古代啊。
It's comparable to a Chinese person in antiquities.
我们所谓的披麻蒙灰啊。
It's wearing sackcloth and with ashes.
守孝啊。
It's honoring
家里死了人啊。
The dead.
非常忧伤啊。
It's very sorrowful.
哎，你们不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
米菲波设是留在耶路撒冷的人啊。
Mephibosheth remained in Jerusalem.
亚沙龙到耶路撒冷去做王啊。
Absalom was king in Jerusalem.
他来做王。
When Absalom came to be king,
是举国欢腾啊。
Everybody was joyous.
在举国欢腾的时候啊。
And when everybody else was joyous,
你敢搞出这样的一个晚年要死的那个家里死了人这么悲哀那么痛苦的样子啊
？You dare to act as if somebody had died？
你没命了，你知道吗
？You're probably going to lose your life。
当然，你们太年轻的人可能不懂为什么会没命。
Of course, you might be too young to realize why。
我们中间有一些年龄够大的人啊。
There are some of us who are old enough to know。
你知道，在60年代左右的时候
，You know that in the 60s，
甚至于到70年代。
Or even the 70s.
不管你在海峡的哪一边呢
No matter where you are, across the pond or not.
如果国家领导说现在大家高兴啊
If the ruler of the country says, now everybody be happy.
你不高兴啊
And you're not happy.
你就没命了你知道吗
You'll probably lose your life.
那如果国家领导说现在大家不高兴呢
And if the leader says, now everybody be sad.
你敢笑
And you dare to laugh.
你只要一笑，你也没命了。
As soon as you laugh, you're probably dead.
那你们现在太幸福了。
Now you're too fortunate.
你们根本就不懂那种的恐惧。
You don't know that terror.
米菲波设。
Mephibosheth.
在那样的恐惧下面。
In that kind of terror.
他不掩饰他心中的愁苦。
He did not hide his sorrow.
这充分地表达了出他对大卫的忠心。
Showed his faithfulness towards David. Plenty.
然后你到了二十九节。
And then you come to verse 29.
大卫的回答。
David's response.
大卫说：“你何必再提你的事呢
？”David says, "Why say more?"
意思就是说不要再说了。
In other words, don't talk about it anymore.
或者是用我们中国父母最喜欢讲的话。
Or in the words that Chinese parents like to say the most.
哎，算了算了算了算了。
Forget it, forget it.
很多人都以为。
People feel like.
大卫会这么说。
that David says this,
就是跟我们一样。
It's just like what we say.
你知道我们发现我们错了。
When we know that we're wrong,
我们就不想讲了。
We don't want to talk about it anymore.
哪件事我们错，我们哪件事就不想讲。
Whatever we did wrong, we don't want to talk about.
我不知道看过多少中国父母。
I don't know how many Chinese parents I've seen.
冤枉了自己的孩子。
Have blamed their children wrongfully.
把他们臭骂一顿。
And then yelled at them.
甚至打了一顿。
Or even hit them.
后来发现打错了。
And then they realize, oops, I'm wrong.
骂错了。
I yelled at them.
然后你看中国父母说什么。
And you know what these Chinese parents say?
啊，算了算了算了，不要提再提这个事了。
Forget it, don't talk about it anymore.
是吧
？Right?
所以很多人以为大卫就是像中国父母这个样子。
So many people feel like this is what David was like.
大卫为什么这么做
？Why did David do this?
你们如果有时间有兴趣去看参考书啊
，If you have the time and the interest to read into some, commentaries.
你必须很佩服这些读圣经的人、啊、
You must be very, very, very admiring of these.
他们可以从各种不同的角度、啊、来思想这些话。
They can think about these words from many different perspectives.
有的人这么说。
Someone says this.
大卫肯定知道米非波设说的是实话。
David knows that Mephibosheth speaks the truth.
所以他把洗巴的财产拿回来一半给他。
So he takes back half of the property of Ziba to and gives.
就表示说我已经完全相信你了，你就拿了这个就可以了。
To demonstrate to him, I believe you. Take this and go.
也对，另外有人说。
Other people say.
大卫知道。
David knows.
洗巴是个坏蛋。
Ziba is evil.
鬼诈
He's very devious.
骗了他
He's deceived him.
但是呢
But?
大卫想一想
David thinks about it.
当初逃难的时候
When he was on the run,
还真是多亏了洗巴
He depended on Ziba.
洗巴那个时候在他最需要的时候送来了他所需要的东西
Ziba gave him the things that he needed most right when he needed them.
虽然他骗他
，even though he was deceived，
但是他有功劳。
He Ziba did something right，
拿他一半的财产
，taking half of this property，
就是让他知道说我知道你干了坏事
，lets him know that I know you did wrong，
留他一半财产
，leaving half for him，
是告诉他说我还纪念你当年的恩情
，tells him that I remember what you did for me。
这些解释啊。
These explanations,
我都必须承认他们有一定的道理。
I have to admit that they make sense.
但是当我多想一想这段圣经的时候
，But when I think more about this passage,
我想很可能还有一个更深的意思在背后。
I think there is a possibility that there is another deeper meaning here.
我想大卫啊，他是要让米非波设有一个机会。
David wants Mephibosheth to have this opportunity.
来显明他心中他要的是大卫的恩典呢还是他关心的是大卫的自己
To demonstrate, he wants Mephibosheth to demonstrate whether what he wants more is God, it's David's grace or David himself.
今天有太多的人要的是神的恩典
Today, too many people want God's grace.
但是有多少人真的在乎神的自己呢
？How many people care about God Himself？
当我读到这里的时候
，When we read to here，
我突然明白
，We suddenly realize， I suddenly realized，
为什么很多爱主的人
，Why so many people who love the Lord？
在地上
，On the world， in the world，
神会允许他们
，God will allow them，
被误会
，to be misunderstood，
受委屈
，and for them to suffer。
被欺负
，and to be bullied，
遭受到物质上的损失
，and to lose physical material things，
这些都是神给他们一个机会。
These things give them God gives them an opportunity，
来显明他们心中真正在乎的是什么。
To demonstrate what they truly care about，
我深深的相信
，I truly believe，
当大卫听到米非波设的话
，when David hears Mephibosheth's words，
当大卫是听到说我主我王既平平安安的回宫，
When he hears that, let him take everything now that my lord the king has returned home safely.
就任凭洗巴什么都拿去吧。
Let him take everything now that my lord the king has returned home safely.
我相信当大卫听到这句话的时候，
I believe that when David heard this,
他的心欢喜。
He rejoiced in his heart.
他满足。
And he was fulfilled.
今天我们的主
Today, our Lord,
能不能够在我们的生命中听到这样子的话呢？
Can he hear these words from our lives?
圣经故意啊，
The Bible deliberately
没有告诉我们，
Didn't tell us.
大卫后来怎么修理洗巴？
How David dealt with Ziba?
大卫后来怎么对米非波设？
How David treated Mephibosheth afterwards.
圣灵在提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit is reminding us.
米非波设的故事在圣经中没有结束。
Mephibosheth's story did not end here in the Bible.
我们每一个人在地上的故事也没有结束。
Our story in this world has not ended.
将来有一天在荣耀里的时候，
One day in glory,
我们才会知道
we will see,
为神受苦
that to suffer for God,
为神受委屈
to be misunderstood,
为神受损失
to lose for him,
是多大的恩典
is such a great grace.
最后一段圣经
in the final passage here,
31节到40节
from verse 31 to 40
这是非常美丽的一段圣经。
This is a very beautiful passage of the Bible.
这里讲到一个人。
It talks about a person.
他一生忠于耶和华所膏的王。
He was faithful all his life to the anointed of Jehovah.
即使到老了都不改他的心志。
Even in his old age, his heart did not change.
圣经里面没有记载。
The Bible didn't record.
巴西莱从大卫得过任何的好处。
Whether Barzillai ever received any benefits from David.
No, the Bible didn't record that Bathsheba had ever get any benefit from David.
That the Bible did not ever record that Barzillai received any benefit from David.
相反的
On the contrary,
圣经记载着
what the Bible recorded,
他是一个一生把他所有的财富投资在大卫身上的人。
Was that he was someone who invested all of his wealth into David.
他不像示每。
He was not like Shimei.
示每是为了要保命啊。
Shimei wanted to preserve his own life.
跑来看大卫啊。
Comes to see David.
他也不像米非波设。
And he's not like Mephibosheth.
米非波设他需要去见大卫，他要跟大卫解释清楚啊。
He needed to see David. He needed to explain himself.
巴西莱对着大卫一无所求。
Barzillai has no desires to receive anything from David.
八十岁的人了。
He's 80 years old.
要走二十几英里的路。
He needed to walk 20 some miles.
就是去见大卫一面。
Just to see David.
见他一面
，just to see him，
要付这么大的代价。
He needs to pay such a great price。
难怪大卫非常的感激他。
Then you shouldn't be surprised now that David is so grateful。
大卫应许他。
David promised him。
你跟我去皇宫。
Come with me to the palace。
我要好好好好的养你的老。
I will。Treat you well in your old age.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有想过
Have you thought?
如果上帝对你说
If God says to you,
你不要担心
Don't worry.
我好好的照顾你
I will take care of you.
你喜欢不喜欢
Would you like that?
喜欢啊
You would, right?
我们一定都喜欢的
Of course.
但是我们很惊讶地发现
But we're surprised to find
巴西莱对大卫说
That Barzillai says to David
哎谢谢
Thank you
但是还是谢谢。
But thank you.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
我很感谢你给我这么好的心意。
I thank you for your will, goodwill towards me.
但是我不要去。
But I will not go with you.
我不要任何的东西。
I don't want anything.
我不要荣华。
I don't want glory.
我不要富贵。
I don't want wealth.
我不要享受。
I don't want to enjoy.
我什么都不要。
I don't want anything.
我要什么呢？
What do I want?
让我平平淡淡的老此一生。
Let me live out my life in peace.
有几个基督徒？
How many Christians?
一生为主献上。
Have offered up their entire lives for the Lord.
然后甘心平淡消失。
And peacefully, willingly disappear.
这是巴西莱。
This is Barzillai.
这是神国度里面最美的一个图画。
This is a beautiful image in the kingdom of God.
因为一个人知道。
Because a person knows.
有主就够了。
That having the Lord is enough.
有一些圣经学者。
Some scholars of the Bible.
他们认为。
They feel.
金汉。金汉。
Jingham.
Jingham. The person. Yeah, the person.
Oh,
he interests.
Oh,
是巴西来的儿子。
Kimham is the son of Barzillai.
我们不确定。
We're not sure.
但是我们可以很确定的知道一件事。
But what we are sure of.
一个神的仆人。
Is a servant of God.
跑完了自己一生侍奉的道路以后。
After he's run the course of his service.
还能够为主预备一个属灵的儿子。
Can have a son, a spiritual son for the Lord.
继续的来侍奉主。
To continue to serve the Lord.
这真是美得无比。
This is beautiful.
神的国度。
God's kingdom.
有一个充满了恩典的王。
Has a graceful king.
神的国度。
God's kingdom.
有像示美这样子不堪不配的罪人。
Has sinners unworthy like Shimei.
神的国度。
God's kingdom.
有像米非波设这样子满了感恩的人。
Have these grateful people like Mephibosheth.
他是要主自己超过要主的恩典。
They desire the Lord more than his grace.
神的国度。
God's kingdom.
还有一些愿意把自己一生摆上。
Also has some people who are willing to offer their entire lives.
却一无所求的人。
And yet asking for nothing.
这是何等美丽的图画。
This is such a beautiful picture.
是的。
Yes.
雨过天不晴。
The rain has passed, but the sun is not yet clear.
大卫回来还有好多的麻烦在前面。
David still has a lot of things to have to deal with.
但是我们在这一幅图画里面。
But in this picture.
我们看见神恢复的工作。
We can see the restoration that God has begun.
神在那里 recover 他所失去的东西。
God is recovering what he has lost.
在这个开始的时候。
In this beginning,
神得到一些满足他心意的人。
God has received some people that please him.
无论前面有多少难处。
No matter how many difficulties face them.
神会做成。
God will accomplish this.
两千年神的教会。
2,000 years of God's church.
一直在祷告。
Has continued to pray.
愿主快点回来。
May the Lord return.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be hallowed.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
And your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
所有的这些祷告。
These prayers.
都在说明一件事。
Demonstrates one thing.
神已经开始他恢复的工作。
God has begun his work of restoration.
他一定会做成。
He will accomplish it.
在神美丽的国度里。
in God's beautiful kingdom,
你希望扮演哪一个角色呢？
Which role do you want to play?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们把你的话再一次恭敬地交在你自己的手上。
Heavenly Father, we once again offer up your words into your own gracious hands.
求圣灵用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
May the Holy Spirit bless your people with these words.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.